There are no relationships to disclose. This is the development of a guide for developers and purchasers of health IT. This is a project that we did for the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, ARC. So for this presentation, I'm going to provide background on the need for accessible health IT, describe the principles of accessible health IT, and present our checklist for developers and purchasers of health IT to help them make products and applications that are accessible to persons with limited literacy. Health IT has become an important vehicle for providing information to consumers. In addition to providing health information, it's used by consumers for self-care, informed and shared decision-making, connecting with healthcare providers, and communicating with others with similar health issues. Health IT offers limited literacy populations numerous advantages. It provides them with increased availability and access to health information. Information is provided on a wide range of topics, offering basic to in-depth information on each topic. Also, those with smartphones, for example, can access information and tools anytime and any place. It also offers people the ability to access and manage their own healthcare information, for example, personal health records. And it also provides learning opportunities that are more visual and interactive than print materials and other traditional forms of health education. And health IT can be used individually in groups and in classrooms, and the educational messages can be targeted and personalized. Little attention, though, has been paid to making health IT available to limited literacy populations. And in part, this is due to many misperceptions that limited literacy populations lack access to IT and would not know how to use these devices and applications. The number of adults with limited literacy is thought to be small and insignificant, and there are few financial incentives to encourage the development or the purchase of health IT for these populations. And all of these statements are untrue. In fact, a large percent of adults, almost 50% of the population, have limited literacy. 14% have below basic prose literacy. 29% have only basic prose literacy. And over 20% are unable to read beyond the fifth grade level. Also, most health education materials are written at the 10th grade level or higher. Whether a user can comprehend and use an application depends much more than on just the reading level. There are multiple dimensions of literacy. There's general health literacy, which is the ability to utilize reading, writing, and computational skills to function. There's health literacy, which is the ability to obtain, process, understand, and act on health information. And there's also e-health literacy, which is the ability to gain health information from electronic sources and apply that knowledge to addressing or solving a health problem. So for health IT, all three of these literacy types are needed. In addition to literacy issues, the content and the format of most health IT does not meet the needs of those with limited literacy. The content's often too technical for consumers to understand and may not be relevant to their culture or lifestyle. The format may be another barrier to comprehension. Guidelines for print materials, large font size, white space, appropriate reading level are often not followed. And for IT technologies and applications, scrolling, moving objects, animation, search functions all hinder accessibility. So why haven't developers and purchasers of health IT addressed limited literacy populations? First, they don't understand the needs of these populations and don't involve them in their design. Many of developers and purchasers are from more literate backgrounds themselves. Developers lack appropriate skills to make health IT accessible to those with limited literacy. And also, there's limited evidence and guidelines for accessible design. Most published research is done by academics. These studies are small and not as sophisticated as those done by private industry. and research by private industry is generally not made public. Google, Apple, and other IT and software companies have certainly found ways to make their products useful to limited literacy populations, and cell phones and smartphones are a great example. There are benefits to sponsors and purchasers for a short accessible campaign. First, it broadens the potential audience because an estimated one-half of adults have limited literacy, and even more have limited health literacy. There's a big opportunity to expand the health IT audience. It also increases understanding and usage for all populations, including those with higher literacy. There was a study that assessed usability of a pharmaceutical website before and after its content was rewritten and simplified, and they found that both limited literacy and higher literacy users' scores increased. It showed that their improvements for limited literacy persons did not come at the expense of higher literacy users, and instead it benefited both groups. Health IT also increases access for other groups with disabilities and other limitations. For example, those with vision problems, mobility disorders, the aged, dyslexics, as well as new and infrequent web users. And it also enhances developers' and purchasers' reputation. It demonstrates social responsibility, which should translate into an increase in business. Also, accessible health IT helps developers and purchasers comply with laws, regulations, and accreditation standards. The Joint Commission and NCQA require documentation of patient understanding of the medical information that's provided to them. And Section 508 of the Federal Rehabilitation Act requires that government electronic IT be accessible to people with disabilities, and state governments are requiring this also. So reading-related cognitive impairments, such as reading disorders, learning disabilities, and dyslexia, are sometimes identified as disabilities. So a health plan, for example, might purchase a health IT application in the hopes that it'll increase market share, improve search engine rankings, increase usability, as well as provide legal and public relations benefits. When we design, health IT is used by limited literacy populations. They're using internet websites, which provide health information, plus interactive health tracking tools, such as WebMD, Mayo Online, message boards, chat rooms, personal health records, and secure patient-provider messaging. They're also using touchscreen kiosks to provide educational sessions for specific health conditions, for example, diabetes or asthma, and these are being used in shopping malls, grocery stores, banks, clinics, and doctor's offices. They're also using personal wireless devices, which have the ability to send and receive email and text messages, host games, and interface with the internet. So, for example, Cincinnati Children's Hospital is using them to text their teen patients to remind them to take their asthma medications. There are also home monitoring devices that tell patients and providers when action is needed, for example, blood pressure monitoring, and also health apps to help them with their weight, exercise, and healthy eating. Ideally, all technologies and applications should be accessible to persons with limited literacy. This is the concept of universal design, which is the design of products and services so that they're usable by as many people as possible, regardless of age, ability, or circumstance. So the principles for universal design are to design simply, emphasize important elements and simple structures, build well, and for internet sites, use HTML over other formats, provide documents in PDF and Flash only when you also provide them in HTML. So for our design of a checklist for developers and purchasers for health IT for persons with limited literacy, we first wrote the overall guidelines for accessible health IT. These are the guidelines that apply to all health IT. And we also wrote guidelines for specific health IT. So in addition to the general guidelines, each form of IT has its own guidelines. So for example, web design has some specific guidelines, as do kiosks and cell phones. ensuring accessible health IT are fundamental. We began by adapting low literacy guidelines for print materials, and many of these guidelines are designed specifically for health education pamphlets and trainings. And even though they've been around for many years, they're still relevant, even if they're often neglected. So the principles for accessible health IT are clear, plain and clear language. The content is relevant to the audience. The format is conducive to reading and comprehension. The content appeals to diverse racial and ethnic groups. And the content should also undergo iterative testing and revision. You should ask, is the application easy to use and navigate? Is the content appropriate, acceptable, and applicable? And will participants use it and want to use it? So here's the first part of our checklist. You can see plain and clear language is used. For example, words are short, simple, and familiar. Unavoidable technical terms are explained. The content is relevant to the audience, assumes little or no background knowledge. The information is relevant to the users. And here's informational format is conducive to reading and comprehension. For example, bullets are used to break up text. Q&A is used. And content appeals to diverse racial and ethnic groups. And other checklist items for the content has undergone iterative testing and revision. So, in conclusion, clearly written guidelines are needed to steer the development of accessible health IT for persons with limited literacy. There's a need to conduct further research to ensure that guidelines are evidence-based, and also to educate purchasers and developers to the availability of guidelines that support accessible health IT, to the benefits for themselves for designing limited literacy accessible technologies and applications, and also to the widespread problem of literacy in our society. And the checklist and guide are available at this website, and funding was received from AHRQ. Thank you.